From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. Florida Governor Rick Scott assured residents that the government was doing everything possible to keep them safe. Scott updated the public with the latest information on Hurricane Irma as it approached the Florida peninsula.
Right now, the National Hurricane Center is reporting that Hurricane Irma remains a dangerous and life-threatening Category 4 storm with winds of 150 miles per hour.
That's a speed equal to 241 kph. Florida's Emergency Management Division says nearly 6,000 people are already huddling in shelters ahead of the hurricane. Irma has killed at least 20 people in the Caribbean thus far. At least 58 people have died from an 8.2 magnitude earthquake that struck the southern part of Mexico Thursday evening. It was the strongest quake in more than 100 years. Authorities say the quake struck off Mexico's coast about 100 kilometers from the town of Tonala. President Nieto said on Friday the quake toppled houses in Chiapas State, and it was bigger than the 1985 quake that killed thousands. The quake was felt as far away as the capital, Mexico City, and in Guatemala. Victims of Colombia's long-running conflict are filling up a park on the edge of the Amazon for a meeting of reconciliation with Pope Francis, welcoming his message of the need to forgive to move on. Relatives of a nurse who disappeared in 2004 arrived Friday with photos of the woman, Marina Krista Cobo Mahecha, draped around their necks. They carried a banner accusing the army, police, and paramilitary groups of killing her. The woman's mother says that despite the pain, she has forgiven the assailants with the help of a priest. This is VOA News. UN agencies report about 270,000 Muslim Rohingya have fled violence and persecution in mainly Buddhist Myanmar over the past 2 weeks in search of refuge in neighboring Bangladesh. Lisa Schlein reports.
Aid agencies are scaling up their emergency relief for Muslim Rohingya in Bangladesh to meet the needs of the burgeoning refugee population. They say limited shelter capacity has been exhausted. UN refugee spokeswoman Dunia Aslam Khan says refugee camps are overloaded and unable to accommodate any more people.
The two refugee camps in Bangladesh that were previously home to 34,000 Rohingya refugees before this new influx are now bursting at seams. The population has more than doubled in 2 weeks.
The UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs says it is releasing $7 million from the UN Central Emergency Response Fund to help the thousands of destitute people who continue to flood into Bangladesh. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Syria has pushed back against the United Nations, saying the report accusing its air force of using sarin gas to attack civilians is politically motivated and baseless. Andrew Palcheski has the story.
The Syrian government said via official statement it possesses no chemical weapons and considers using them a moral crime that can only be condemned. The UN Commission of Inquiry on Syria says it has reasonable grounds to believe the Syrian government is responsible for the April attack in the rebel-held town of Khan Shaykhun, which killed at least 83 civilians. The commission based its report on information collected from satellite images, video, photos, medical records, and over 300 interviews. The government questioned the findings and rejected the commission's report. Andrew Palcheski, VOA News.
Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte ruled out a resumption of stalled peace talks with communist rebels if they do not stop guerrilla attacks. Duterte in May ordered the scrapping of formal peace talks with the Communist Party of the Philippines after the military said fighters from its military wing, the New People's Army, stepped up offensives in the countryside. In nearly five decades of conflict, more than 40,000 people have been killed. A man who provided housing to a suspected ringleader of the November 2015 Paris attacks that killed 130 people has been ordered to stand trial. A judicial official said that six judges ordered Jawad Bandad, known in the French press as the Lodger, and another man to be tried for allegedly housing the terrorists. If convicted, these men face at least 10 years in prison. For additional and in-depth coverage to these stories and more, point your web browser to voanews.com. I'm Steve Miller in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.